So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the Greenville Convention Center. Visit upstatescboatshow.com for more.
Be sure to join Walt Deptula this Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center from 3 to 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show with more than 250 vehicles on display. Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Walt Deptula, Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 Door. You know, when I heard people, some people yesterday, callers already moving on to next season, already talking about next season.
Oh, yeah.
And I think in a way it's unfortunate because you don't stop and appreciate where you are and what's just happened. Because, again, if you never win another thing, think about the entire history of Clemson football. And now what you've done in just these few years compared to that whole history. This is the outlier. This is the golden age. This is it. It's never going to get better than it is right now. Never. Never. And at some point, it'll end. It'll change. Everything does. I don't know when it'll be. Maybe it'll be when Dabo Swinney decides he's ready for the challenge of the NFL. Maybe that's when it'll be. When will that be? I have no idea. Maybe never. Dabo Swinney's young enough that if he wanted to stay here, he could coach here for a million more years. There's no telling what might be accomplished, but there's also no guarantees. Now, if you look at where Clemson is, and again, in terms of Todd Ellis's, the absurdity of the suggestion that Clemson was cycling out, Clemson is actually still cycling in. Clemson's actually getting better, and it's easy to see that Clemson is out recruiting themselves. That's their job. Here's the job of a recruiter. The job of a recruiter is to bring in a five-star quarterback and then to out recruit him. To bring in a five-star quarterback and then to find a better five-star quarterback. That's the job. You look at the edge guys that Clemson has had. It seems like every new set, and it almost seems to work in pairs, but every new set, every new year brings a more talented group. Now, there's going to be some point where you just can't get any more talented. You might be there right now. You might be there right now. Because as good as this pairing has been, Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant, and again, I think this pairing has been better than any of the predecessors. I think the next group, the Xavier Thomas Henry group, is even better. And again, I've compared Thomas to Bradley Chubb when he was in high school. Same body type, same exact guy. So it's easy for me to project him. He's going to be a top six pick in the NFL at some point. He's going to go right in that Bradley Chubb range. He's the same exact guy. He's playing as a freshman in the national championship game. He's the same exact guy. He is Bradley Chubb. It's the same body type, same athleticism. You can't have two guys who are more similar. So Clemson keeps up in the ante. They keep besting what they've already done from a talent standpoint. So there's no cycling out. I mean, it may even be happening at quarterback. The absurdity to suggest that somebody could be better than Deshaun Watson, but maybe Trevor Lawrence is. And if DJ comes here, maybe he's going to be better than Trevor Lawrence. By the way, Russell, thank you. I appreciate that that audio of DJ pronouncing his own name. I can't listen to the audio during the show, so I'll have to listen to it later, but I appreciate it, and I will listen to it later. And he says, adds, he loves the show. That's what Clemson's doing. They are constantly besting what they've already done. And at this point, there is no indication that it's slowing. In fact, it looks to be gaining momentum. And what just happened the other night is the singular greatest advertisement for a program that has ever occurred in college football history. With the nation watching, Clemson dismantled the team that was alleged to be invincible. And in the wake of it, people were having fun. Players who were leaving for the NFL were sending a recruiting message. Cleveland Farrell, Christian Wilkins, to the rest of the country, saying this is where you need to come play. What do you think is going to happen now? You couldn't buy that. There's no amount of money you could buy that for. So what do you think is going to happen now, moving forward? Clemson's already the hottest place to be. But off of what happened Monday night, that multiplied tenfold. So if you think there's going to be any break, no. But again, I still think it's important to recognize that even though this looks like it will go on forever, at some point it won't. And if national championships ever become blasé, that they don't matter anymore, that's what Saban's confronted in Alabama that he protested against. That should never happen here. People here need to appreciate this, need to live in this moment. Right now, it's not about next year. It's about celebrating what just happened. It's about the incredible accomplishment of winning a second national championship against the biggest bully in the country, or what used to be the biggest bully in the country. Now the biggest bully in the country is Clemson. I think Clemson has replaced Alabama. And someone's going to have to, if they want change, someone's going to have to do something about it. And one of the things that a lot of these elite teams have ignored is the quarterback position. Others have ignored other elements. But the school that hasn't ignored the quarterback position while recruiting everything else has been Clemson. And you're going to lose guys. That is the nature of out-recruiting yourself. That is the very nature of it, especially at that position. You're going to lose guys. When you keep coming up with bigger, more talented quarterbacks, you're going to lose guys. It's the nature of the deal. To the phones. Nashville guy up first. Nashville guy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good. I appreciate you getting
good.
In.
Yeah. just had a couple quick comments, and I was wondering, is Quentin Williams going to go to this humility and character class that Urban Meyer's teaching in Ohio State?
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
I mean, come on. But I don't have all that breath, and I've always wanted to do this on radio, so I got a good friend here. His name's Dickie B. And he just wanted to say, wham, bam, slam, bam, baby, give one. Yes, I want 6 fouls. Give him 6 fouls. He eviscerated Clemson in the second half. They played their first road game, true road game, on January 8th. And they played Wake Forest and win. Slam, bam, baby. He actually made a pass in a 3-point.
Thank you, Nashville guy. Thank you. That's true. Duke just did play their first road game. Big Clemson basketball game against Syracuse, by the way. A game that I think Clemson can win and needs to win. I won't go as far as saying it's a must-win, because we always do the must-win thing, and then 3 weeks from now we learn it really wasn't a must-win because something else happens. So, or you go on a streak after that. So I don't think it's a must-win, but I think it's a game you really hope to win, because I don't think Clemson's beating Virginia. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not sure anybody's beating Virginia. I just think Hunter is that good. I've compared him to Scottie Pippen. That's the reason I put Virginia in my national championship game when every year I just knock Virginia out. But I think Syracuse is a team that does not shoot the ball especially well. Obviously, they're very good in that zone. They have length. You know, in a way, Syracuse wants to bait you into taking threes. They want to challenge those threes, and they want to run in transition. Syracuse is a team that will push the ball. Clemson's going to have to be careful about shot selection again, and you're going to have to do a good job of attacking the zone, and quite honestly, that means getting the ball into the center of that zone, attacking the short corner, beating it in transition when you can. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Before we do, let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, 2 proofs of address. Get in, get out. Don't fight the traffic. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Ramon, I think I'm losing my voice. Too much yelling. It is Justin. Justin, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. How are you?
Good, Justin. Appreciate you getting in.
So I talked to a friend of mine who actually lives in Alabama yesterday afternoon, and his little girl is in second grade. And, you know, we do the Common Core math now instead of real-world math. Well, the first lesson they had in school Monday morning was the teacher explained to the class how 16 was more than 34.
Yeah. Well.
But with that being said, I have also every day this week checked on the unofficial assistant coach's YouTube channel, a.k.a. Mr. John Doe, and I cannot find any game tape breakdown from the national championship game from our guy, John.
Hold on a second. Ramona has something to add here. Go ahead.
I told you I looked for it before the show because I wanted to see what he thought about something we're doing. And he hasn't put anything
in other words,
since
in other words, John Doe really is John Doe now.
Yeah,
John Doe is now in the witness protection program driving a Fiat somewhere, right?
Yeah, they changed his name to Casper the Ghost.
Yeah, apparently.
But what I really called in for, man, congratulations, you guys, on the natty. The Colts are in the playoffs. We won a playoff game. Just curious as to what odds and chances you thought we had against the Chiefs this weekend. And another thought on that, has any team in the NFL done more with less this year than the Colts? And I'll take your comments off there. Appreciate it, Walt.
All right, Justin, thanks. Well, you know, first of all, the Colts were actually a pretty competitive team last year. You know, people think they got, you know, they stunk. But if you actually go look at the games, they were close almost all year. So, you know, they added some pieces, obviously some key pieces. They reinforced that offensive line. The drafting of Nelson further solidified an offensive line that has gone from one of the alleged worst offensive lines in football to perhaps the best, certainly one of the best. So, you know, the Colts dramatically improved that area. And then when Frank Reich came in, he instituted a new offense, an offense designed not just to protect Andrew Luck's shoulder, but to highlight what Andrew Luck can still do. Andrew Luck cannot throw a football 60 yards anymore. So it required a short passing game, and that's what they did. And for the most part, it's worked. Luck has made better decisions. Now, again, he's on a streak of seven consecutive games with an interception. So he's had a little bit of a downturn. But, you know, look, there are elements about the Chiefs. Their pass defense isn't very good. Their run defense isn't very good. They give up 5 yards a carry. I think it's second worst in the National Football League. So, you know, I mean, it's reasonable to think that Indy's going to go in there and compete and that, you know, in theory, you could even pull the upset. I'm not going in that direction. I just think, you know, the Chiefs have a massive home field advantage and they're incredibly explosive, but they have issues. They have issues. It's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. I mean, I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win, but, you know, we'll see. As I said, I think the Colts will compete. All right. It's Quinn and Jimmy. I'm coming right to you guys on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Clem's the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. You're running out of time. They have been in the second half for a while now. Now, I don't know exactly where they stand, but they started with 118 units. And so, I mean, my best guess would be that they're probably like 40. And so, you have to act. You are running out of time. This is like, I mean, for a Clemson person, it just doesn't get better than this. First of all the people involved in this project are Clemson bigwigs. Many of the biggest names in Clemson football history are associated with this project. The resort is one of a kind. There's only one lake. The parcel of land is heaven sent. Lobby bar with food service, restaurant, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field. They have it all. Even modified hotel services, so you don't have to clean up after yourself. you can also rent out a portion of your residence when you aren't using it or rent it out in totality when you aren't using it. This is Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Taj Boyd is leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Go see him. I got people saying bourbon and honey, Walt. All right, Quinn and Jimmy as soon as we get back.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-506-2734.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the Upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the Upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side, looks downfield, throws, got Rizzo breaking, and he makes the grab, he does! Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number!
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, one of the other things that you saw Clemson do in the national championship game is you saw Brent Venables use safety body types all over the field. And it's interesting because I think you're going to see more and more of this because I think it's the way the game is going. And so, you know, if there was a safety on Clemson's roster, they were basically on the field against Alabama. And you saw those guys utilized in combinations so that there were the field was filled with safeties. We saw the San Diego Chargers do the exact same thing against the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL the other day. The Chargers basically went with 4 down linemen and 7 DBs. And I think it's the way the game is going. Now, they were done for different reasons, but in terms of putting faster, more versatile athletes who can play in space and cover, you know, look, I mean, Brent Venables recognized that this was a different Alabama team, that this was not a run-first football team, that this was an offense that was built on the skills, the passing skills of Tua Tagovailoa. And so they approached it that way. They approached it that way. And you saw that versatility. I think you're going to see more and more defensive, great defensive minds do this exact thing. You know, again, one of the ways Clemson defended Alabama was by getting a lot of safeties out on the field. A lot of that body type on the field at the same time. Again, that's exactly what the San Diego Chargers did against Baltimore in the NFL on Sunday in an attempt to defend Lamar Jackson. Put more guys who can play in space, more guys who can run to the football, more guys who can cover. You know, it's the nature of the game. And, you know, I think Coach Venables, as always, did a brilliant job, not just in the various looks he showed to Tagovailoa in an effort to confuse him and bait him, which he did, but also in the personnel usage. Personnel groupings that Brent Venables employed defensively. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. It is Quinn and then Jimmy. Quinn, how are you?
How are you doing, Walt?
Good, Quinn. Good to have you as always.
Well, I'm here so happy for my Tigers, just thankful for, you know, another national championship, the drumming of Alabama. But, Walt, I'm going to say this. I'm thankful for you. Like, I'm very thankful that I found the radio, that I found you, that I listened to you, because in listening to you, I've learned so much about not just football, but about sports in general. And when I listen to you, I end up watching the game thinking, okay, what did Walt say, and is it going to come to fruition? And I'm not joking. There's no hyperbole. I really want to thank you, Walt, for just the knowledge that you have.
That's very
that
kind
you share
of you. Very kind of you. Thank
all
you very
of
much.
And you know what? Because I'm going to go back to a question you asked, and I believe it was 2013. You asked Clemson fans, who will be hard to replace, Chad Morris or Brent Venables? And a wave of everyone said, Chad Morris. Well, what are you talking about? Like, Chad Morris, we can't lose him. Like, Brent Venables, we can lose him. It's okay. And you saw it then. And now look at where we're at, where Brent Venables puts together a masterful defensive plan. I just heard you talking about it before I even got on, about everything Venables did to confuse Tua, to get to him. He did exactly what you said he was going to do. He sent people to make Tua uncomfortable. Even when Tua was getting passes off, I was like, we're a half second away from hitting him. Right. And Tua knows it too. And we didn't hit him.
And that was it, Quinn. It was about, it's, you're not always going to get there, right? Alabama only gave up 12, 13 sacks, whatever it was on the year. You're not always going to get there. What you want to do is affect him. You want to let him know that you're there. You want to get some hits, even if it's post whistle. You want to affect him. And Clemson did that. They ran a lot of A gap blitzes. They tried to move him off his spot as I thought they would. And they affected him. They got in his head and they confused him. And he knew he didn't have all day to throw.
Exactly, exactly. And I was looking at me and my wife were watching, and she was a little bit more nervous than I was, because when I saw the staff do, I saw two things that made me feel confident about the game. Number one, I saw them try to get after Trevor Lawrence and not touch him. And I looked at her and said, if they can't touch him, we're going to shred this defense. And the pass to T. Higgins, I was like, that's it. I'm like, the coaching staff is doing exactly what Walt said. They're keeping Trevor Lawrence upright, and they're attacking these Waldos in the backfield. I didn't know it'd be that many Waldos in the backfield.
I didn't, but, you know.
I actually said
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I knew there were Waldos
back. I said
back
it to my wife.
Yeah, I knew that they, you know, again, all year I knew that was a secondary filled with Waldos, but even I didn't know exactly how many, because it was going to take a team with Clemson's depth of receiver to test that, because, you know, Oklahoma would have torched them had they had Marquise Brown, but they didn't. And so you hadn't seen a team go up against that group that had Clemson's depth and scope of talent at receiver. So it was pretty easy to deduce that Alabama's defensive backs were going to have a difficult day if they could not affect Trevor Lawrence, and they didn't affect him at all, which is the real, I mean, if there's a surprise in the game to me, it's that, you know, I thought that offensive line would hold up pretty well in pass protection, but they held up better than pretty well. I mean, again, we talked, you know, Quinn, about the fact Alabama did not have the typical Tim Williams type outside pass rusher. But still, I mean, you look at a whole game against an Alabama defense, and I like I said, I'm not sure that even if it was one hand touch that Trevor Lawrence would have been down more than twice.
Exactly. And for Quinnen Williams, which when you talked about him last week, I went and I looked at some highlights of him, and I thought the same as you. I was like, this guy's going to be a problem for us on the interior. This guy kind of, whenever he wants to go somewhere, he's going to go there. Like, I was feeling the same as you. I thought we'd have to do some quick screens or something, because I was worried about him coming up the middle. When I heard that Miller wasn't fully healthy for Bama, I was like, I'm not worried about outside rushers. I'm worried about pressure up the middle, because no one likes pressure in their face. But as the game went on and I saw him, it's like you said, well, he tires quickly. He tires surprisingly quickly. We didn't have that many snaps in the first half, but he was huffing and puffing and blowing in the first half. And he was a non-factor.
Well, you know, remember in the Oklahoma game, I talked about that. I talked about how gassed he was in the second half. I mean, he became a non-factor. And I think, you know, and people said, I had some Alabama fans who said, yeah, but Walt, that was the heat and humidity. And I said, well, maybe, you know, we'll see. Well, it turns out it was more than the heat and humidity. He's not a guy who's accustomed to playing a ton of snaps because of the dominant way that Alabama had won a lot of these games. And I think that also showed up late in the second half. And again, in the latter part of the game, you know, I don't know what exactly the time frame was. I remember writing it on Twitter. I wrote, Alabama has quit.
Yes. Yes. And I didn't see this score coming. I didn't see this much of a beatdown. I thought we would win. My prediction was, I believe, 35-31. But I'm like you, Walt. I didn't expect their entire backfield to be full of Waldos. And I did not expect, I was hoping, but I didn't expect Tua to be as flustered as he was, throw those interceptions that he did. And you could tell it got to him. You could tell Saban had no responses. Like you said, the Clemson staff completely and utterly outcoached Alabama from start to finish, front to back.
Yep.
I mean, special teams, offense, defense. It was a complete and utter domination. I loved it. And all I could think was, I can't wait to call Walt and say, Walt, they did what you said and it worked. I mean, more people should listen to you, but hey, I mean, I'm just pleased that I get to.
Thank
so,
you.
So I'll take it off the air, Walt, and all I'm going to tell you is that I'm trying to get more of my family members to listen to you. It's not working so far, but maybe now they'll listen to me when I say, hey, I know more about this than you do. And when they say why, I was like, because I listen to Walt Depsula.
Thank you, Quinn. Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. That's my brother, Quinn, there. You know, Texter asked me about, by the way, somebody wrote, everybody in the upstate just hit their brakes when the siren came over the radio.
Yeah, I heard that too.
It's probably true. Doug said, do you see where LSU was chanting, we want Clemson at the LSU-Bama basketball game? No, he said he was reported on TigerNet. I'm sorry, in what sport do you want, Clemson? Exactly. Not in football. In football, you can't score against Alabama, okay? In football, you can't score against Alabama. You want no part of Clemson. I mean, Clemson-LSU is like a 60-0 game. You know, so save it. I mean, I think I actually have respect for Orgeron. I think Orgeron's doing a good job there. I think he's a good fit, and I think he's going to get things figured out. But, you know, you don't want any part of Clemson in football right now. Texted Walt, they didn't quit. They capitulated. Yeah. Yeah. The Chris. Again, it's against the Saban SEC rule book to say quit. I mean, can you imagine? See, they don't have to explain it now, because Saban has no idea what capitulated means. So it's all good. Saban hears capitulated, thinks it was something good. He thinks followers saying one last good thing about him. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get who's here. It's Jimmy, how are you?
Hey there.
Hey, Jimmy, appreciate you getting in.
I guess UNLV and Alabama are sitting on the same bench of the greatest ever that lose.
That's exactly right.
And as I remember,
UNLV was another of those greatest ever teams. Yep.
And though that Duke team that beat them goes on to win not just the championship, but win a couple of more championships.
Yep. And, you know, we, I think that this is actually a theme. It's true in football. It's true in basketball. And it happens with alarming frequency. These teams that are labeled the greatest of all time, they don't wind up winning.
Yeah. And I couldn't wait to, on my DVR, to record the ESPN face-os of Feinbaum and Stephen A. Smith. And it looked like, you know, when Trump won the presidency and all of the networks had to just say it, look on their face, and it looked like that.
You're probably right.
But what my last thing is, how much pressure does this put under Muschamp at Carolina? It has to be. I mean, my feeling is if they stick with him, he'll make them into a contender or a solid team. You never know about national championships or conference championships, but I think he'll make them into a solid team. But I think the pressure is starting to become overwhelming because of what Clemson's doing. And that first game against North Carolina in Charlotte, where they just lost in Charlotte, that is a must-win game, or the fan base could leave them.
Yeah, you know, again, it's a difficult situation for them. It wasn't made any easier the other night. I'm with you. I think Muschamp is doing a pretty good job. I think he inherited a difficult situation. I think he's done a pretty good job. I think he has them trending in the right direction. But look, to be clear, trending in the right direction doesn't ever mean you're going to win an SEC title. It doesn't ever mean you're going to win. You're going to be a playoff team. I mean, that's not your history. You know, I think people have to know who they are and what their history is. Does it say they can't outperform their history? No. Clemson, in large part, is outperforming their history right now. So you can outperform your history with the right guy, but you're not guaranteed any of that. And I do think South Carolina is improving. They're not narrowing the gap, though, because Clemson's actually accelerating. I mean, and I think it's undeniable based on, again, Clemson just eviscerated a team that was supposed to be the best team of all time. And so, you know, you're not gaining, and, you know, and I don't see a gain. I don't see a pathway to gain. I think what you have to do is take care of your own business. You know, don't worry. If you're South Carolina, don't worry about comparing yourself to Clemson, because you're going to lose that comparison, because guess what? Alabama just lost that comparison. So, you know, regardless of who you are, you're going to lose that comparison. Worry about comparing yourself to the teams of the SEC East and beating those teams. And exactly. About improving your program with Ryan Helinski at quarterback and eventually trying to win the SEC East. And I think that's within their grasp. I think they could do that. I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy, because I think Georgia is going to turn into a Clemson-like power. So, you know, but that's... I think that's what they're facing.
I know it's got to be harder living down in Columbia, because if they look at the state house, you know, all those, the Gamecock fans, Gamecock down there, and they have to look up at the state house, and there's the Clemson flag floating around. And like I said, Muschamp, I know he's probably unplugged his phone and probably took a vacation now.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call, as always. Hey, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Traveler's Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Traveler's Rest. This is George Coleman Ford. They've done it the right way for 90 years. They treat people right. They treat you like you're special to them, because you are. They know your name. You want to go to a place where everybody knows your name. You know, we had a lady write and say that was the case. She went there, and weeks later she went back, and everybody knew she was. It's the simple things. I mean, it's a fact that the vehicles cost less. I mean, some of the pricing is just impossible to understand. I did a promo recently in the last few days for a George Coleman Ford F-150. I have no idea if it's still there. XLT 4x4 was like, off the top of my head, it was like $14,000 below MSRP. Who else does that? There are never any dealer fees, service fees. You only pay for what you get. And they treat you with the ultimate respect. They know your name. They want to help you. They've been helping people for 90 years. Go see them. George Coleman Ford, Traveler's Rest. Ramon, look, It's Be Kind to the Host. They listen to Saran. I'm doubling down on Quinn's kind words. We're very fortunate to have a knowledgeable and entertaining radio host in our market. There are very few in your industry that do your job as well as you. I've heard so many radio hosts in the major markets throughout the U.S., and you are better than all these jokers. That's Texter 678. Hey, it's very kind of you, 678. Appreciate it. Appreciate Quinn with kind words as always. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break. You want to get in, 654-7627. We'll be right back.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history, national champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Hendrick Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Hendrick Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
A mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
It's the whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Man, Ramona, people keep saying this nice stuff. It's good. I appreciate that very much. Very, very kind to you. Texture writes, I'm not going to lie, I was in the stadium after the game thinking, I can't wait to hear Walt's analysis of this game. You're truly the best. Very kind to you. Appreciate that very much. People saying nice things. Texted Walt, nailed it again. Hurt started two national championships, lost one, was getting hammered in the second before getting bailed out by two. Bama fans want to forget him more than remember him. I'm sorry. There's truth to that. There just is. I mean, I know everyone wants to say these feel good, touchy kind of things, and look, to some extent, I understand it, but I'm not in the business of that. I'm in the business of just telling you what I think, and my opinion hasn't changed. I don't think when a look back on Bama history is going to remember Jalen Hurts. I don't. There's another article that's unbelievable too. It lists Oklahoma as the number one, and that's from an SEC source, and then the similar teams. I mean, I have no idea what you people are thinking. I mean, because again, I find me a Power Five fit. All right, find me a Power Five fit where Jalen Hurts could go and be a starting quarterback. People saying Georgia Tech. I mean, Georgia Tech's not running the option anymore. And look, honestly, he doesn't have the type of quickness that Georgia Tech wanted at the position when they were. Craig, how are you?
Walter, how do you think I'm doing? I've been depressed since Monday about whatever time. Well, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning Tuesday. Congratulations, Clemson. Congratulations. You know what? You had a good year. And again, you welcome. Ever since I moved here, you guys done nothing but win. I brought my Patriot hatred
Craig's
over for Clemson.
Craig's responsible for it.
You're welcome. Well, you're welcome. I did it for the Patriots 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You may do
you're
it welcome. For him again this year.
However, you Clemson yahoos, okay? Okay, who call up and pick on other schools, other teams. You know what? Learn from your coach. Learn to start winning with your coach does it. You fans, start learning to be like Yankee fans used to be. We expect to show up. We expect to win a championship. We don't care what other teams do. We win. We move on until next year, and we move on. We don't call up, pick on other schools, pick on other coaches, do this.
Like when?
You fans.
Wait a minute.
I hear these yahoos call you all the time talking about, laughing about how this school's this school's that. The fans in general, you have a great program, probably the best football program in the nation. Learn how to have some class and to be great fans. And don't care about what other schools do because you have the best football program in the nation. That's awesome. I respect that. That's awesome. I respect that. Now, but it's time for you yahoos to start growing up and learn how to be fans of a great, great program. Maybe it's a college football thing. I don't know.
All they're doing is saying how happy they are that they won the national championship.
You know, Craig's been talking. This is so funny because, oh no, Ramona. Oh, Craig. Oh no, she did it to you. Oh, he's gone. She clocked him. You know, look. Here's the thing. I mean, Craig's been talking crap about every other team since 1969.
Always.
I mean,
maybe that's why his team never wins.
Bob, he's been talking crap about every other team since 1969.
He's the jinx of his own team.
Right. Stop. Ramona, these texts about me continue to come in. Text says, your show is funny and wildly informative. You know, I appreciate it very much. And Ramona, do all these people know something I don't? Am I dying or something? did somebody send a notice?
Now, if you're dying, I want to make sure you're not dying, because if you're in a demise, it's going to be at my hand.
Did you guys all get a notice about me or something? Was there some some letter that was supposed to go to me that went to that went public or something?
I've been treating you a lot nicer.
Is that it?
All warm and fuzzy.
Right, am I dying? Let's see. People just hysterical in disbelief that Craig is talking about class of other people.
That's what I'm saying. Craig.
He's been running his mouth since.
I haven't been clogging you. I've never
heard him. He's been running his mouth since 1969.
Since
1969.
He was definitely overboard with that.
Yeah, like just a little bit. So Ramona, put the the clock on.
I had to.
Yeah. Tiny, welcome back, Tiny. Cornbread.
What's happening, guys?
How you doing?
There's a season that you just about got to be a lawyer to follow. It's duck season. It opens. It closes. You can shoot this kind, you can't shoot that kind. There's a limit. It changes from species to species. The last time I went duck hunting, the guy put his barrel of a shotgun right beside my head and pulled the trigger chasing a duck. And I said, the heck with that. Maybe Cornbread has got some good duck stories, but I don't have any good duck stories except for this one. The reason I'm even thinking about duck hunting or duck season is because every time the camera at the game showed an Alabama fan, they were saying something that looked an awful lot like that. So that's kind of what got me onto that. And I said, poor guys, man, that's something. I don't think I told you last Friday that I thought that Clemson would win. I said, you know, the Tigers are going to beat the Pachyderms, but not in my wildest dreams did I think that they would do them that way.
Yeah. No, it was absolutely unbelievable. And on this duck thing, you have to be like a duck expert to be able to hunt ducks,
sure.
Because if you kill if you shoot the wrong duck, you'll be going to like duck prison.
No, the duck family will come after him.
You go to duck prison if you shoot the wrong duck.
The duck dynasty's coming after you for the wrong duck.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that are really good at it, and they can tell just by looking at the shape or the silhouette of the duck of what kind it is. I'm not one of those people. Like I said, I was just trying to keep my hearing the last time I went duck hunting.
That's too funny. Yeah, I bet you thanked him. You know. By the way, Ramona, them duck are good eating.
Oh yeah,
they are.
I'm not a duck fan.
Oh no, I love duck. Yeah, give me duck. You know,
here we go. I don't like duck.
Put any sort of sauce on it. I mean,
more proof that if you wrap anything in bacon and get the right sauce, it's going to be awesome.
Exactly right. That's what we're talking about, Tiny. Thank you, Tiny. Appreciate the update as always.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
You don't like duck, Ramona? Where have you had it?
I don't remember. It was just, and then like mostly dark meat. Yeah,
the Thai place,
strange.
Even the Thai place in Anderson, has a curry duck that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just gave them a free plug. You better start to advertise at the station. I have no idea what you're doing there, Ramon. I see you making some sort of motion. I don't know what you're doing.
You know, 12 years of doing the show.
Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. For all your roofing needs, they will help you. Whether yours is just a spot job like Ramona's was. Well, you know, It wasn't a spot job when the rain started dripping down her walls.
The ne'er-do-well was up on my roof. We know who the ne'er-do-well
is. Ramona blaming People's Champ for a roof leak.
Yeah, he's up on my roof a week later when it rained the first time after he got on my roof. Water. Where was the hole? Right where People's Champ was at.
And so she called Gilstrap Roofing, and they came out right away and patched it up. It was very affordable, and it's never leaked since. See, when it comes to roofs, this is all Gilstrap does. They don't do anything else. They don't do bathroom remodels or garage. They're roofers. And how many people have written me and thanked me for turning them on to Gilstrap Roofing? Trust me, when the question's who'll stop the rain, the answer is Gilstrap. We get hit with all sorts of stuff in this state. Torrential rain, wind, continuous rain, hail, we get it all. And here's the deal. You visit every element of your home, even your crawl space. The one part you never visit, your roof. And you probably shouldn't if you want to live. You know, it's not like real advisable to climb up on your roof. You know, but you have no way of knowing. So you sort of cross your fingers and you wait and you hope. Don't do that. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They'll give you a free storm damage assessment. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. They know how it works. If there's nothing wrong, that's exactly what they'll tell you. Like they have a number of people who have called the show as well. So there's that. Chanticleer John said something about dipping French fries in that sauce as well. I missed
that. What, the duck sauce?
That text disappeared on me, so I'm going to have to go and refine that.
So you like the duck.
Oh, I love duck.
And you like, what is that other thing?
Love
the
duck.
The veal?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that too. Duck, you know, I don't care. Duck veal. But of course, I have to have sauce on it, you know, like cherry sauce, Aurora sauce.
So much sauce on everything. How do you know what you're eating?
I know exactly. I know exactly what I'm eating, Chef Boyardee lady. let me tell you about Priority One. Listen, no one does it like Priority One. They are your go-to security company. They're as active as anybody can be in your community. 2 years in a row, they've matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign. That's who they are. I mean, think about this. They may one day save a family member of yours by their activity in the community, by their philanthropic gesture, which has been incomparable. Beyond that, no one does security better. Tip of the spear in technology, fastest response time in the industry, total customization. This is Priority One, and they'd be glad to help you. Look, security is a personal decision. Not telling me what to do. Here's the number, 288-1400, they'll protect the people who matter most to you.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One security studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey Clemson basketball fans, your Clemson men's basketball team returns to Little John Coliseum on Saturday, January the 12th, as they host a highly ranked University of Virginia team at noon. You can purchase tickets to this game and other upcoming ACC matchups by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. We'll see you in Little John Coliseum, loud and solid orange, for this key ACC matchup.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or our classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Get ready. It's time.
Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors,